Testing. Testing. Test, test. Sounds fine. Yes. Testing. Test, test. Sounds good.
And actually, according to
test, test.
Wow. Sorry, I'm trying to mic in her in person. See how she says.
To the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation, one God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I shouldn't even be asking.
Yeah. Ready?
Right?
Yeah. For attendance?
We have other business.
Mr. Cashmore? Mr. Cunningham?
Here.
Mr. Julio?
Here.
Mr. DeCio?
Here.
Mr. Duffy?
Here.
Councilman Lexstein? Not here. Mayor Long? Not here. Mr. Knott? Not here. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. McGinley?
Here.
Ms. Bills? Not here. And Ms. Wright?
Well, good evening, everybody. The Borough of Seabright, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, has provided the date, time, and location of this meeting to at least two designated newspapers, published the same in the Asbury Park Press, the official newspaper, filed it with the borough clerk, and posted notice on the bulletin board in the borough offices. We move on to the approval of the 10/23/18 minutes. Is there any discussion?
Thank you.
I'll make the motion.
I'm sorry, who made the motion?
DeCio and Smith.
Thank you.
We have a roll call, please.
Okay. Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. DeCio?
Yes.
Mr. Duffy?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. McGinley? Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Ms. Wright?
Yes.
Thank you.
Onto the resolution for, excuse my voice, extension of the amended site plan and variance approval for PBZB 2014-002. Victor Scuderi, which would be Gators. Any discussion about it or a motion? Second?
It's just the extension.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll call it.
Okay. All right. Mr. Cashmore?
Yeah.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Julio? Mr. DeCio?
Yes.
Mr. Duffy?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. McGinley?
Yes.
Ms. Bills? Ms. Wright?
Yes.
Onto the resolution for Lefcourt. Maurice Lefcourt. Any discussion on this? Motion? Second?
Welcome to Julio.
All righty. Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Julio?
Yes.
Mr. DeCio?
Yes.
Mr. Duffy?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. McGinley?
Yes.
Ms. Bills? Ms. Wright?
Let me jump over.
No, this is. It's up to you. I asked before. Yes.
Hey, John, why don't you come up for a minute? John was going to be the chair for the Mobiondo application. I can't sit on it because he has the properties within 200 feet. And ask John.
Mr. DeCio cannot. So,
Mr. DeCio, our second chair.
Somebody want to just make, make a motion that Mr. Duffy act as chairman for this application?
Reluctantly, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. I reluctantly accept your motion. Can we have a second? Thank you. DiGiulio?
30 seconds.
And all. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And just for the public, because I think that the majority of you are here for this application, the applicant's attorney, Mr. Hirsch, just had a minor accident. It's not that he's life-threatening, but he's on blood thinners. He gashed his leg and can't stop the bleeding. So he's trying to staunch it right now, but even if he did, I think he might not be here in time to, you know, prosecute that matter. And plus, he hasn't been walking on it. It's kind of stopped now because it's elevated, but once he walks on it, I would think that would probably start up when you're on blood thinners. You know.
Have we discussed anyone who could introduce themselves?
Not yet. Mr. DeSeo and Chairman Cunningham are recused.
I can test someone.
Okay. Well, right now, we're going to carry this application because of the unavailability of.
I am not permitted to suggest that someone be recused.
Go ahead.
My friend, Anthony.
He is. I already said that.
Yes.
Yes.
Recused.
Yes.
I have to listen.
I wasn't aware.
I just said that. Mr. DeSeo and Chairman Cunningham are both recused from this application. That's, and we.
I'm within 200 feet, and David has a business relationship.
And I live here in it.
So, yeah, that's right. You're younger. So, yeah, so Mr. DeSeo, Mr. Chairman Cunningham cannot hear this application. They both stepped down, recused themselves. That's why we moved to have Mr. Duffy appointed as acting chairman just for this purpose. I'm going to announce, though, that we're going to have to carry this matter tonight because of Mr. Hirsch's unfortunate accident. It will be carried to December 4th with no further notice. Everyone else has had notice, so December 4th is a regular meeting of the Seabright Planning Board, and this matter will be carried to that date with no further notice. Okay.
Thank you all for coming.
Yep, thank you.
Mr. Duffy, thank you for taking the chair.
Thanks for having me.
Did you have a question?
That wasn't so bad.
Hang on, there's a question, so just let us make sure we can hear her.
Sorry.
You want to just give us your name?
Hi, yes, it is Mrs. Janet Sanders.
Marital status not necessary.
No.
Oh, congratulations.
Right, yeah.
Mrs. Sanders, your address, please?
12 Center Street.
Thank you.
Right, and as you, like I said, I just got married, and also my father passed away.
Sorry.
All of these things happen in the time that this is, in the past month, this has all happened. You know, and I've had this up before, and I'm not telling you, but I would like to say that.
Excuse me one sec. I don't mean to interrupt you, but are you planning to give testimony on that application?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
No, I'm giving testimony on the fact that at some point, the planning board really should put a limit, regardless, I understand that there are circumstances, and every single time there have been circumstances.
So let me.
So you can't do this right now.
But this is a general statement.
You can't do this right now.
Okay.
I know where you're going, and it's not part of our meeting yet. We do have a public portion at the end, if you want to stay for that, and you can say that. I'm the chairman again, and I don't need to stop you, but we have a meeting to get through, so we're going to move forward.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, speaking of Hirsch's.
Right.
We have, where are we here? My glasses back on.
We switch gears.
I want to switch gears. New application, okay. We're moving on to Linda and Kevin Hirsch. 10 Tradewinds Lane, Block 4, Lot 7.23. Are you Mr. Hirsch?
Okay, hang on one.
Welcome.
Thank you. There's some housekeeping.
I didn't mean to do that, but we need to get through our agenda, and then we have a public portion, and everybody can do what they want to do.
May I shut the door?
Yes. No, it's a public meeting.
Yeah, we all do.
We can ask them to be quiet, though.
Dave? No, Dave, voter. Voter! Welcome, Mr. Hirsch.
Thank you. My wife, Carol.
Mrs. Hirsch, if you're going to testify, which I believe you are, we need to get you to swear on that little red Bible over there.
You solemnly swear to testify you're about to give us the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Can you state your name and spell your last name for the record? Okay, hang on one second. Ken? Mr. Chairman, I have reviewed the notice in this matter, and there were some issues. I'm bringing them up now before we move forward. I'm in the wrong spot here. So, this particular applicant is seeking to put a pool and a deck. The plan was reviewed by Seabright zoning officer, and according to her zoning report, the property requires setbacks for side, it has two front yards, by the way, on Tradewinds and Ocean. So two front yards and two side yards, no rear yard. The front and the two front yards are not a problem, they meet the setback requirements on both. The side yard has an existing 10 feet is required, they have 10 and 15 feet, total 25 is required, they meet it. Presently, under the new proposal, they have 10 and 5 feet for a total of 15, which would give rise to variances. Additionally, under the new proposal, the lot coverage will increase to 56%, where 50% maximum is permitted. I discussed this, and none of those variances were noticed in the notice. So I did discuss this, and the applicant, and I'm only prefacing this so I can say why we can move forward and hear this, the applicant has indicated that the decking that is on this side yard, which gave rise to the side yard variance requirement, is less than 18 inches above ground. Under our ordinance, that's not a structure, and therefore that would not violate the side yard setback. So that would be permissible to have the deck if it's no more than 18 inches above ground, which the applicant told me, but he'll have to testify to that. As to the lot coverage, that is a variance that was not noticed to the neighbors. However, the applicant again has said that he will look at his plans and he will reduce the lot coverage so that it meets the 50%. He wouldn't ask for more than 50%. So based upon that, my discussions with him, I would say that we can accept the notices as they are because he would be removing the variances. And actually, if he does that, he doesn't even need us. But since he's here, I would go ahead and give him the site plan approval so that there's no problem for him, you know, next door when he goes for permits, just to make sure that we reviewed all that, and he understands he has to revise his plans to show what we just discussed. So that being said, I did mark as A1 the jurisdictional packet, including the notice, the mailings, proof of mailings, and the affidavit of publication. In your packet, it's a couple of pages, but if you piece them together, you have, number one, you have a little, I'm going to call it, it's not named, but I'm going to call it a plot plan, which is this piece of paper right here. So I'm going to mark that as A2. I'm subject to the testimony by the applicant, I'm going to guess that the applicant, those are his notations on this plan that he drew it. So I'm calling that like a plot plan with handwritten changes.
handwritten markings. And then if you piece together, I'm sure he did submit one, but we probably can't copy it that way. There's a survey in, by Tom Santry. It's in my packet at any rate. It's two pieces, so I'm going to mark that as A3, survey by Tom Santry. And it is dated 10-2-06. That would be A3. He did present an elevation certificate, which I will mark as A4. And again, all this should be in your packet. Elevation. Cert. And lastly, I'm going to ask if you can identify what this is. Okay. Ms. DiGiulio, can you send some Ricolas down there? Because I'm with you. Anybody? Oh, geez, sorry. I wasn't even in good trouble. It was left-handed in my defense. Sorry. Well, they stuck here. I have a whole bag here. Why don't I just send the bag down? That would be a lot nicer. And that is here.
Is that A5?
A5. 11, 13, 18. It kind of got stuck in my hand. I don't know what happened. Okay. So, Mr. Hirsch, you have heard what I have stated. And let me just update A3 here.
Can I interrupt?
You may.
Looking at the survey further, it looks like the pool isn't 25 feet from the back line. It looks like it's 22 feet. You look at the survey that the map he made.
You have something else circled.
That's 22. But then the arrow underneath is 22.
Well, he's going to have. Well,
so that's the reason I'm bringing it up, because also on this Santry survey, shows that the house is only 35 feet and that the pool's 12 feet wide. You can't get to 25. It's not 25. So we may
that need, would require a variance.
We may need a rear yard,
a front yard setback.
Setback on that.
He would if rear that's. Yard.
Well,
there are two front yards.
Gotcha.
Right.
Did he notice for that?
No, he did not notice for any variances.
I'm sorry.
I apologize. Well, what we're saying, I mean, these are your handwritten notes, and you are noting. There's two notations on this plan that I marked as A2. You circled 25 feet that with the arrow to the pool, but then there's some handwriting under it that says 22 feet. Is that your handwriting?
It certainly must be. I don't think anybody else
did this. So, you know, maybe I'm going to make a suggestion to you because you want to make sure you get it right. So if your pool is... And the pool that you want is this 12 by 24, and I don't want to redesign your pool or make it, I mean, you want to be able to use this for your enjoyment. So you want to make sure you do it. If we're not saying we wouldn't give a variance for the, because you have two front yards, it's a, you know, usually a could be a reason, but you have to notice for that variance and you didn't. And if we say we're not going to, you have no variance for that, then you're going to have to build the pool. That's not what you want.
I have a question. You said
not
the notice that was sent.
Your notice says to put in a pool and a deck. It needs to say we need a front yard setback of where 25 feet is required, and I'm only giving you 22 feet on the Ocean Avenue side. If you want.
What if we just go into 25? Well, then your pool can only.
Then your pool is going to be less than that, 9 feet wide. Your pool is going to be 9 feet wide.
Well, it says the house is 35 and the setback's 25. I don't know if you're using 10 feet.
Then your pool would be up against your house. I don't know that you could do that.
Can I speak to you?
You can. Yeah, I can swear you in too. Yes. Ma'am, why don't you, you solemnly swear the testimony you were giving your husband the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and you want to state your name for your record? Okay. No, she knows she's correct. Is that that's the notice that I'm referring to? Is the notice she gave? Wait, everybody can't talk at once, but she can.
The applicant is seeking a variance for the pool and surrounding deck. The property has two front yards and two side yards, no rear yard.
That's correct.
Right.
But you don't, that's what I'm looking at. This is what was published. So let me tell you, though. It looks to me like you need variances for a lot of.
It's 45 feet from the house. He's on the wrong side of the house. So it could possibly fit in there.
Okay.
If you testify, it's going to be 25 feet from the back property.
If you testify, it's going to be 25 feet from the back property. Go for it.
That's why I can.
It's part of the ordinance. It's yeah. The way it is.
So,
no,
yeah, what
I'm just saying, yeah. I think he was looking at the wrong side.
No, we're looking at this picture that you just looked at.
Well, he just, yeah. Let's move on to what David just said. Why don't you repeat that, David?
I believe that I was looking at the front yard setback as 35 when it really is rear yard, which is a front yard, is 45. So if you take 25 from that, it allows him enough room to put the pool in there comfortably, providing he testifies that it is 25 feet.
Okay. So I'm going to get some stipulations from the Hirshes. You are number one going to stipulate that the pool will be at least 25 feet from the Ocean Avenue setback. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Number two, your decking will be no higher than 18 inches above ground.
Yes. But the original, we're talking about something like grass level.
Yeah.
Once it doesn't exceed 18 inches.
Yeah, I just thought, you know, that. I think there was some confusion on that because decking or whatever.
It's more like a patio.
Thank you.
It's going to be pavers around the pool.
Yeah.
Okay.
They told me that you still need it, so I said, okay. But it's not going to be anything.
Okay, and you're stipulating that it's not going to be 18 inches above ground, so
yes.
Below that,
yes.
Whatever you want.
Good.
Okay. That you will reduce your lot coverage so that it does not exceed 50%.
Yes. That's it.
Well, except that you need to
redo
this that's going to show that it's less than 50% and whatever else you're doing, you're going to move the pool so that it's
25.
So you're
just to the zoning officer, not to
that. Right.
Just to the zoning officer, not to the you don't have to resubmit it to us. You just to the zoning officer.
Just to Mary?
Mary, yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Hang on, let me submit revised plans to reflect above.
It's legal to label.
To zoning officer. Okay. With those stipulations, I don't believe that any variances are required. With those stipulations. But the reason we're here is because that's not what was as it was submitted. So, okay.
I only when we leave here and go next door,
they'll have some of those standards. Long as you do this, you get that.
We're going to, this will be memorialized at our next meeting.
Not the resolution like the ones we did earlier.
They'll get that next door so that you'll know. No.
Why don't we open this application to the public? Is there anyone in the public that has a statement or question about any, excuse me, about any of the testimony? Okay. Go right ahead.
I utterly endorse their pool.
Please state your name for the record.
Chad Thorpe, I live at Old Standards, in the Old Standards City.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much.
Enjoy your pool.
Oh, we got a.
Wait, yeah. Does anybody want to make a motion then?
I'll make a motion that we approve this based on the testimony and the resubmitting of the new site plan.
Approve the site plan.
Okay, Mr. Cashmore.
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham.
Yes.
Mr. Julio.
Yes.
Mr. DeCio.
Yes.
Mr. Duffy.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Mr. McGinley.
Yes.
Ms. Bills. Ms. Ray.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Just approve.
All right, let me make sure I get all of Candace's documents back in here, not in the nice order she had it. Oh, wait, I just put it in the mouth. Sheesh.
I would notice that.
Yeah. It's James.
So, John, should Carrie go beyond him?
Maybe.
Okay. So,
thank you. I know everything is
done. Okay. Is there any other business before the board tonight before we open to the public?
Yeah.
Is there anyone in the public that has a statement or a question?
Did we go over the minutes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, we haven't.
We are now open to the public.
Hi. Again, I will make this
show. Oh, you need to state your name for the record.
Anna Sanders, on Center Street.
Thank you.
I'm not here, so I'm going to do that. But at some point, maybe considering putting staff to someone asking for continuance for a variety of reasons. Or, you know, some sort of, I don't want to say, you know, a penalty for it because people keep showing up.
Everything we do is New Jersey state law.
New Jersey state law.
Yes.
All right.
Zoning law.
Letter writing campaign.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I don't know what you mean by that, but we have to do things by the law. This board is a judicial board, and we do things by the law.
So,
and if someone has the right to have something carried, if they've met all the reasons to carry something, we carry it.
And so can I, let me just clarify, because this board voted to carry it because they don't have to. And that's correct. However, they voted not to do that before and the applicant re-noticed. So technically it was a new application. So an applicant can withdraw an application based on time and then resubmit, which is what they basically did. They re-noticed everybody for this hearing,
okay.
So it's not really hasn't been continually carried.
Okay,
in other words.
Thank you very much for doing that. And that's all I have to say.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else in the public have a statement or any questions of the board? If there's no one else, is there a motion to adjourn? What's that?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
For next year.
Yes, I had put in our schedule for next year to have everybody comment on it or approve it.
Okay.
Did you get it?
Yeah, it should be in your packets.
Why don't we review it? Everybody review it and we'll approve in December.
Okay.
Yeah.
If nobody's looked at it, there's no reason to. Sorry.
Second and fourth.
Usually second, yeah, second and fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had added the Thursdays. No, second and fourth Tuesday. But we had added Thursdays and you can discuss whether you still want to keep them on. We'd done that after Sandy because we wanted to make sure everybody that was ready to rebuild, we could accommodate them. Right, to meet the demand. I don't know that you saw the change in demand.
We also say that Thursdays would be just optional if we.
They are, but right now if we have them on here, I mean, I don't know if you need them on here or not. Because otherwise you're going to say there is no meeting on Thursday.
We held on an on meeting.
Right. But the problem is that's not really good notice to the public because how are they going to know which Thursdays are really on? So my recommendation would be, you know, if we keep them on here, then we would have to publish notice saying we're not going to have the meeting on that Thursday. If you remember the brouhaha over our Open Public Meeting Act notices of yore, I don't want to fall into that because you're telling the public, but they really wouldn't know what Thursdays they should show up. They do know they should show up on these second, fourth Tuesdays as advertised.
So if you have it on Tuesdays, what happens when you have a special meeting?
Then you would advertise
that's,
that.
That's advertised.
I like the way you think.
Yeah.
Now I agree with that, actually. Because the way we've done it now with the Thursdays, yeah, I agree. So I would take out all the Thursdays, unless we know right now we need one.
It seems that Anna's an indicator that we really don't have an overwhelming amount of applications which we used to, so maybe it's not necessary anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, did we use any of them?
We did during the Mad Hatter, but
just the Hatter.
Yeah. That was it.
I don't think you're necessary.
And then we can make it a special meeting.
Yeah.
If we need to.
Right. Yeah. Which I would think you have to anyway because
they can make it a special meeting.
Yeah.
They can ask.
Good.
Okay. Not us.
No. Right. We all, yeah.
Do you want to go forward with?
Anybody else want to study it, or you want?
I mean,
eliminating Thursday.
Okay, if you are with us, anybody want to make a motion on the?
We approved the dates indicated here, but removing the Thursdays.
Okay.
Second.
Second. Okay. All right. At this point, I'm Michael. Mr. Cashmore.
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham.
Yes.
Mr. Giulio.
Yes.
Mr. DeCio.
Yes.
Mr. Duffy.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Mr. McGinley.
Yes.
Ms. Bills and Ms. Ray. Okay. Thank you. And I just wanted to say that we have our next meeting on December 4th for everyone in the room, 7:30.
If there's no other business before the board, does somebody want to make a motion to adjourn?
Okay.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you all for coming.
Elizabeth, congratulations.
Yay!